Okay, everybody, we're back with our a chart which was titled Gold Bullion versus Relative Strength Indicator, RSI versus Money Flow Indicator, MFI. And you can see that big letters, I can put the RSI is plotted at the top. MFI, Money Flow Indicator, is plotted on underneath the chart. And we have the standard GLD price of gold. And we should have a 55-day moving average and a 200-day moving average in red. 55 days in blue, and which are sometimes helpful, sometimes they're not too helpful. You'll remember in the four indicators, if you go down to my categories and look at the gold tier, you'll see a last you'll see all our previous discussions on gold. But in the last one, there are four ways that you want to get interested in gold, and it appears that the 9 o'clock. My computer telling me it's 9 o'clock. Which is nice to know. The red 200-day moving average, holding that is potentially bullish. If you follow it back, at least you're going to get some kind of a rally. In 08, it held it and it popped up, but then it fell apart. But you know, at least it popped up. In the other cases, which we think are more indicative, the market is trying to make a pennant formation. And the rising bottoms pattern, which you see in the MFI at the bottom, which it says it has good, and at the top, which is in the RSI indicator, is also good. Both are suggesting that the momentum is probably turning up. The in this case, the MFI indicator gave a rising bottoms pattern at the February low, which might have been a better warning, and therefore the MFI might have been a better indicator. However, you notice that if you go back into 06, there's this down at the MFI, you have this long series of declining bottoms, which is negative, whereas if you go up into May, starting in May of 06, you see that you're starting to develop a rising bottoms pattern, which is indicative, which is correctly indicative of a trend turning up, which is going to begin to show up going into 07. And then you have both of them have a rising bottoms pattern as we get into 07, and then you have the big run going back up onto the up to the peak in March of 08. So there's a question as to which oscillator you want to use, but I really don't think that's personally, I just use two of them until I can come up with something better. But you see it says rising bottoms, green arrows equals good accumulation suggested coming a price advance. All we're saying is that the rising bottoms and an oscillator that's you know, when you look it all over and you figure out what the criteria is how you find out that prices are likely to advance. And then when we talked about the Schwartz rule back earlier there, when you have a peak in the oscillator, it just turns out that there's an actual top sometime later. But some of these situations could get quite a bit more difficult, and sometimes you just have to see how to draw the T's. And so I think we're probably going to have to end up in some place, we're going to have to say that in these price indicators, at least for the gold, you can draw T's, and they will give you answers as to how long a wave is likely to last. But the market could then, if it just has a consolidation period, it'll just make another T and go up, which is what Sherman's talking about. In that case, the blue lines, which are the 55-day moving averages, will likely to tell you something that's interesting going on. So, for example, if this current rally gives us a strong run up, and then it pulls back and it spends you know, some period of like 6-7 weeks not going below the blue line, then that could be that there's more coming, which would be the normal forecast, incidentally. What you should do is you should be able to have a T here, which comes down from the top late last year to the low in February, and you draw it to put a T in the center post there, and the first wave we've had up, then we had a pullback, and now we're going to go back up, and we're going to go you know, hopefully up towards the highs that we saw last year. And at that point you should go into another consolidation, but that could just be one of these gigantic pennant formations where you get you come to the apex of a triangle and you break out. And if that's true, then you get a better picture. In order to do this, I have to go on to our next segment, which is basically a ratio choice, which the first one is the confidence indicator that we're going to talk about. It is known, well, let's say that gold, when you look at gold versus other investment alternatives, or precious metals in general, you have to say that the thing that drives the gold, that the motivation that drives people to buy gold is they see inflation, and the way you see inflation is long-term interest rates are rising. Right now, you're seeing long-term interest rates are rising, and that plays into the confidence indicator because it means that the price of long-term bonds is dropping. Long-term quality bonds is dropping. So, when you factor all that stuff in, what you're gonna want to examine, is it true, the hypothesis, is it true that gold rises when interest rates are rising? Well, we know how to get we can plot interest rates against gold and find out. A better way to do that is to take the ratio between the two, and then you can get a chart that shows the correlation between the two. And we're going to do that probably next Sunday in order to look at it. But I have been told that the Federal Reserve on Monday is having a special meeting, which presumably is to raise rates because the interest rates are... the long-term interest rates took a jump a week ago, and the jobs have started to show improvement, so that there's going to become a pressure on the Federal Reserve to raise some of the discount rates or other rates that really don't have a direct effect on people, but signal their intentions to raise the rates. So that could be the rationale right there, is that people say, well, you know, I don't like rising interest rates are considered to be a potential negative because they compete with stocks, and if you can get more return on bonds than you can on stocks, if you can get a high rate on some kind of a bond after the bond prices have dropped, there is a shift in the desirability, which is pro-bonds, or is negative for stocks in any case, which is going to be the conclusion we're going to have to find out next week. But it turns out that it could be bullish for gold, and so we have to sort out that the question is, does gold go up with the market, does gold go down with the market, or does it go contrary to the market, going up when the market goes down and down when the market goes up? And that is a very difficult operation to do, and it has I think it shifts around in different periods, but we have to correlate the gold movements to the MFI, RSI, or some other oscillator, and then we have to correlate it to other things, which would be the interest rates. And then in the next topic, we're going to do it with a confidence indicator, because the confidence indicator as an indicator, it can tell you a lot about what's going on in the 40-year cycle. And the 40-year cycle exists in the equity market and is turning negative, but it also exists in the gold market where it's turning positive. It turns in the technology market, and it could be turning in the real estate market because we've had a speculative peak earlier. So those are all up for my next Sunday's conversation after I do more research. Yeah, or if something else shows up next Sunday, it'll be the Sunday after that. But those things are sort of the pressing issues as we approach the August projected peak for the stock market. So I will now end this, and I will then post this audio section and then get that up, so in case somebody wants to read it early. And then I will start to work on the confidence index indicator, which is a very interesting subject because you can make confidence indicators using many different ratios, and it's very easy to do that at the this website for the stock charts. You just put a colon between the two things you want to have plot, and it'll obviously to make the ratio for you, and then you can start making your own confidence indicators. So that's it for now. We'll be back shortly.